This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. Fame, the Oscar-winning song that shot Irene Cara to real fame in the 1980s. The singer, dancer, and actress died over the weekend. She was 63 years old. A lot has been made of her music and the accolades that she earned, including for the hit song What a Feeling from the movie Flashdance. That won her an Oscar and a couple of Grammys. Cara seemed destined to be the next big thing. That is, until she filed a $10 million lawsuit over royalties for Flashdance. This was long before singers like Taylor Swift were challenging record labels to a more equitable distribution of royalties. She eventually won more than $1 million, but says it came at the cost of her career. Joining us to talk about all this is Keith Murphy, senior contributor for ESPN Anscape and a contributor to People and the LA Times. Hi, Keith.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. All right, so you're a fan, right? Tell us why you're such a fan of hers.
Well, I just think she just represented so much to folks. I think just as a singer, songwriter at a time, you got to understand this is the early 80s, even before Michael Jackson's Thriller album just broke through and just crushed everybody in Prince and all of these great Black entertainers, the crossover era for just Black entertainers and athletes, she was like the opening salvo for all of that in 1980 with Fame. And, yeah. You know, for fans, you know, we already knew her from the 70s film Sparkle. We knew her from that. Like, we, you know, people knew who she was, at least people in the African-American community and the Black community. And to see her reach that height with Fame was crazy. To see her reach the height with Flashdance took her to another stratosphere. That was nuts. So it was kind of like a pride thing, but she had the talent to back it up. She was friends with all of these great artists. You know, she was cool with Luther Vandross and doing session work with Lou Reed. And like she has a story to tell. It's a great story, but the downturn was painful. And I know we're going to get into that, but just her talent. She's just, you know, natural talent.
Right. So this happens in just a few short years in the 80s, right? It was just in the early 80s that these two big hits come out. And she is seen as unstoppable, right? People are comparing her to Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
Well, the lawsuit happened. You know, because you got to understand, she was in demand. She was doing movies with, you know, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood. There was talk of a sitcom for her. She still was making music with Giorgio Moroder. I had another top 40 hit with a song called Breakdance. So she was doing her thing. I think when she sued Al Curry, Inc. and Network Records, which were her label that she was on, for $10 million for songwriting credit and unpaid royalties, I think that's when everything changed.
Yeah.
She spoke about it in interviews at that time that, you know, the label was basically telling other companies that wanted to work with her, well, we still got her under contract. You know, we're going to drag this out. You're going to be in legal trouble if you try to sign her. You're going to be in legal trouble if you try to work with her, you know? So, yeah, it was heavy. It was really
heavy. As they were fighting the $10 million lawsuit, they were basically behind her back, telling other companies not to hire her.
Yeah, and they were setting up stories about her, you know, because she did have, you know, about with cocaine, but it wasn't as serious to take her out of the business as it was with other artists. And, you know, the stories about her being a diva and someone that you just couldn't work with, hard to work with, impossible to work with. They basically just tainted the water for her to the point where, as she said, she was blacklisted.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the evidence shows she wasn't hired for anything significant after that in Hollywood, right?
What about that? That's crazy, right? You know, who would have thunk someone with that type of level of, you know, quote unquote, just not to use a pun, fame, couldn't do anything after that. And like I said, it wasn't by design. Mm. We're talking about somebody that was a songwriter too. So, you know, we're talking about somebody that had her songs recorded by Luther Vandross. So this is not a one hit wonder person that just all of a sudden we just never heard from Irene Cara again. There were some things happening in the background.
Right. So what did she do for the rest of her life?
Well, she, you know, when she won that $1.5 million settlement, and that's a crazy story in itself, because you usually, you know, back then you just didn't win against record companies because they had all of the lawyers and the money. So when she won, you know, she got back to doing what she wanted to do. She, you know, she had a theater background, Broadway background. So she went back to Broadway, did a revival for Jesus Christ Superstar. She started her own group, started recording her own group, started producing her own group, did a lot of theater stuff, did stuff overseas as well, because she was really still popular in Europe. But, you know, overall, she never had that level of notoriety again. But I think she kind of, you know, she was at peace with it, because after all, she always was a straight up artist. She always was a person that was seen more about having control of her career than anything else. I like the quote that she said on her podcast when they asked her about her background for making music. And she says, you know, very naked, just vocal and piano, and a great lyric and a great story within the lyric. Those are the kinds of songs I relate to as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. So that's what she was about. She's really a songwriter masquerading as a pop star.
Well, we remember her as that, Irene Cara. Keith Murphy is a senior contributor for ESPN Anscape and also for People in the LA Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us today on Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow.